You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. I hope you're having a wonderful and beautiful Sunday, but we have so much breaking news here this weekend, and it all points to the exact same thing: President Trump's unprecedented political dominance. This is pretty astonishing stuff. So last night, we just witnessed something that's going to go down in political history. Trump's big, beautiful bill, which includes the largest tax cut in American history, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and provides more funding than ever for border security and ICE enforcement. It has officially steamrolled through the Senate in a heart-stopping 51-49 vote. It is now ready to get fully passed and ultimately signed into law by July the 4th. Now, this latest in a long line of Trump victories came after intense negotiations and highlighted the president's ability to bring resistant Republicans in the line with his political will. I mean, picture this scene. So it's past midnight in the U.S. Senate. Tensions are through the roof. Already 3 Republicans voted against advancing the big, beautiful bill for a vote. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin being the most shocking of the 3. Rand Paul did what libertarians always do, which is betray conservatives. And then you have North Carolina's chief Rhino Tom Tillis. So already 3 Republicans had voted against the bill. Not a single Democrat, of course, was going to vote for it. And then all of a sudden, J.D. Vance, our vice president, rolls up to the Capitol like a boss, right? Like he's arriving at a high stakes poker game. The man literally showed up ready to wheel and deal and get whatever wishy-washy Republicans were left back in line, most particularly Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. She was signaling that she was going to vote against advancing the bill. And J.D. walks into the Senate chamber, and literally within minutes, Senator Ron Johnson flipped his vote. After grandstanding and voting no, he certainly did a 180 after Vance worked his magic, and he voted yes. I know that Johnson had met personally with President Trump earlier in the week, where they discussed mechanisms for future deficit reduction, fiscal responsibility measures to be included in the package. So I'm assuming that J.D. Made some moves in that direction for Johnson. But that said, I don't know if it was J.D. being diplomatic, threatening, if it was his hillbilly elegy charm, whatever it was. Whatever he did worked like a Swiss watch, most especially with Lisa Murkowski, the queen of Republican backstabbing. It looked like she was going to go with the Democrats. But now we're learning that Alaska got some special love in that bill, including some special provisions for Alaskan whaling captains. I'm not making that up. Whaling captains. That's how the sausage is made in legislation. But it didn't stop with Murkowski, Rick Scott of Florida, Mike Lee of Utah, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming. They were all called into Senate Majority Leader John Thune's office, along with J.D., for what we might call final negotiations. They were all holdouts, and they all left that office falling in line. Not because of Thune, obviously, but because of J.D. It was like watching a master negotiator at work. I mean, Trump's apprentice showing these senators who's really running the show. I mean, think about it. First, rogue justices got struck down on Friday by SCOTUS, the Supreme Court. Now rogue Republicans, one by one, got struck down by our great vice president. And for those like Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina, who refused to budge, he woke up this morning facing Trump's political wrath. I mean, Trump unleashed the social media equivalent of a political nuclear bomb on Tillis. Trump posted on Truth Social that numerous people have been coming forward wanting to run in the primary against Senator Tillis, and that he'll be meeting with each one of them over the coming weeks to pick which one he wants. In other words, Tillis is gone. Tillis is going to get primaried and taken out, just like John Cornyn in Texas or Johnny Ahrens in Iowa. I don't even think she's actually running for re-election. She's so unpopular. But this is the carrot and stick approach. That's the go-to playbook for Trump. If you're loyal to him, he's got your back in every way imaginable. If you double-cross him, you're gone. You're gone. So he's going to take Tom Tillis out. Tom Tillis just joined the Thomas Massie Club of Trump's political wrath.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Now, all that said, the absolute cherry on the top of this political Sunday was Chuck Schumer's, his complete breakdown. This supposed leader of the Senate Democrats decided to throw the world's most expensive temper tantrum by forcing some poor Senate clerk to read the 940-page bill out loud for 15 hours. 15 freaking hours! Someone reading legislation because Chuck Schumer can't handle losing. I mean, talk about somebody who just appears to have lost all political sense. How is this supposed to accomplish anything? Nobody cares. Nobody's going to sit and listen to a bill being read over the course of 15 freaking hours. It was ridiculous. And it's like watching a toddler hold their breath until they get their way, except this toddler's 73 years old and supposedly runs the Senate minority. Regardless, this bill will yet be another major success for the growing list of triumphs for Trump. The legislation, of course, represents the single most significant domestic policy package we've seen in years. It extends nearly $4 trillion in tax cuts while funding border security initiatives to the tune of $350 billion. The bill makes permanent many tax provisions from Trump's first term that would otherwise expire, while adding new benefits such as eliminating taxes on tips. Now, to offset the revenue loss from tax cuts, legislation includes a number of reductions to Medicaid and food stamps, basically doging Medicaid and food stamps. And it eliminates various green energy subsidies implemented during the Biden administration that would have cost us tens upon tens of billions of dollars. But make no mistake, this wasn't just about passing a bill. This was Trump demonstrating his unprecedented political power. Rather than accepting dissent as inevitable, Trump actively worked to eliminate opposition through a combination of negotiation, accommodation, and direct political pressure, most particularly through J.D. J.D. continued to confirm his place as successor to the MAGA throne, as it were, by showing up personally and getting this bill done. He got Ron Johnson to flip his vote with one conversation. He turned Lisa Murkowski into a reliable ally with strategic deal making. And at the same time, Trump put Tom Tillis on political death row with a single Truth Social post and showed the nation how J.D. could work senators like a master conductor. This is what happens when you have a president who actually knows how to use power instead of just hold it. Trump didn't just ask nicely. He showed these rhinos exactly what happens when you oppose the MAGA agenda, and he got virtually all of them to fall in line. And here's perhaps the most beautiful part of the entire spectacle. The same Republicans who spent years whispering about Trump being divisive and hard to work with just watched him orchestrate one of the most impressive legislative victories in recent memory. Ron Johnson went from calling the bill fiscally irresponsible to praising it as necessary conservative reform. Even fiscal conservatives like Mike Lee, Rick Scott fell in line after seeing which way the political wind was ultimately blowing. This, my friends, is what real political leadership looks like. Not the wishy-washy focus group tested nonsense we got from career politicians, but actual results-driven governance that puts America first. And North Carolina's Tom Tillis is about to learn the hard way what happens when you stand in the way of the Trump train. We'll see about Rand Paul. I don't know. Again, I have no love whatsoever for libertarians. Libertarians, I think, will sell out their mothers for their globalist universalist principles. I've got no patience whatsoever with their modernist ideology or their betraying political antics. But regardless, Trump's big, beautiful bill has passed 51-49. It will now go on to a full vote and will end up on the president's desk to be signed into law on July the 4th. President Trump has proved once again that he's not just playing politics, he's dominating. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.